further placement, I may sound hoarse, whatever, because I am. Further placement has to do with us moving on the board. In other words, if we can remember that we've kind of been sitting idle. In other words, we've been gathering steam. We've been gathering assurance. So another, like, we're still kind of chugging along at our false simulation, meaning our belief in duality. So whatever I had originally said, like further consideration, I think is what it was, is moving us into a new paradigm, moving us into a new affordability. So they're saying affordability of kindness. This is very, very essential. In order for us to receive our golden light, in order for us to receive our golden sequencing, our golden treasuring, we have to love ourselves. We have to permit ourselves. So loving ourselves is not loving who we are supposedly in duality. Loving ourselves is loving that very essence of self that has come here to bring forth a new perspective, to bring forth a new relevance, to bring forth change. So just imagine that you actually are the change maker. Who's going to make change in this reality? It's going to be you. It's going to be you. Now, in order for that to occur, we have to bring forth that higher goodness. And that higher goodness is really liking who we see, not in our limited perspective, not in our dualistic perspective, not in our polarization, not in our personality self, in our true self-revelation. So when I say self, when we say true self-revelation, there are energies of your true essence, of your true self, that are wanting to be heard, that are wanting to be established, that are wanting to be received by you in like and kindness. So this is where we're receiving our truth, we're receiving our love, we're receiving our true essence and understanding of self. And this comes with adaptation and obligation. So adaptation is allowing yourselves to adapt. That means if you suddenly wake up and you want to start singing to the sun, if you go to sleep and you suddenly feel that you need to pray over all of the population of Mother Earth, whatever it is that you start adapting to it without question. It's not like, well, is this going to help me? Is this whatever? It's like you're going beyond the mind and you're operating out of the wisdom heart. Now, this is taking you to a new approach. This is taking you, excuse me, there's going to be a lot of those, excuse me. It's taking you to a new kindness of self. Because we're learning how to go abroad. We're learning how to look around. In other words, we're dropping the format. We're dropping, well, that's in the book, but I haven't been taught that. Or why am I doing this? I don't really understand. And there are others that are more established. We want to remember, because we are the change makers, as we are adapting to kindness of self, we're presenting ourselves with reverence. So reverence is really regarding ourselves as that spiritual master that is coming forth with rejoice, is coming forth with favor, with coming forth with self-revelation, where we're going to spontaneously change. So this is very, very relevant. So we want to allow those sudden impulses. It's like all of a sudden you're taking yourself back. So that adaptation is you're allowing yourself that sweet nurturance of understanding. You're allowing yourself to commit to your higher heart. You're allowing yourself to really become your own tribe, to become your own steward of love, to become your own spiritual leader, and allowing that self-revelation to consume you. So to consume you is, excuse me, to take full possession. So as we will receive our open heart, so what they're showing us are these chambers of our heart that are coming to quickening, that are coming to awakening. And this is where we're not going to stop and think about it. It's not going to be, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Let me ask three friends. It's, you're just suddenly going to be stirred. You're going to be following your true entitlement. So this is, again, it's sort of like moving beyond present circumstances, moving beyond like the seat in the choir. And what they mean by the seat in the choir is, if you think of a choir, it's like very rehearsed, very prepared. Someone else is in charge. You're lending your voice. And that's very, very well relevant. But we want to remember that we're responding to a higher choir. We're responding to a higher quickening. And this is going to continue to advance. Now, this is going to change our very existence, because we're no longer following the old formula. We're no longer following the old placement. So all of these adjustments, all of these, I can't. Now, this is what they're asking us to commit to. The simple phrase of I can. The reason this is so imperative is whatever is coming forth that's seeking a voice, we want to learn how to bring this into fruition. We want to learn to agree. We want to bring that action step. We want to lend a voice. We want to lend a synonym. In other words, to join with. So the more that we understand that when we pledge to our higher heart, when we pledge to our higher thinking, our higher understanding of self, all that's coming through is that higher intelligence that's sort of like stepping up the curve of advancement, where it's like, when is change going to occur? It's occurring drip by drip as we plug in. Because when we speak of the energies coming to the planet, these are not energies outside of us that we're looking outside for change. We're the ones changing. We're the ones metamorphosizing. And so where we are stirred, where we are reassembled, where we are spoken for, I feel called to, I feel led to. I haven't done that little hymn since I've been 8 years old, but I suddenly want to start saying that hymn before I eat. Whatever seems like, what does that matter? It matters greatly, because what we're doing is we're aligning with our true self. So we want to remember that our higher self understands how best to get us plugged in. So all of the I can'ts are now being spun around. And when I say spun around, there is this energy that's like, my hands can't go that fast, is being spun to I can. So this is what's being, I know this sounds kind of strange, but sort of like sprayed over us is the only way to explain this. And this is giving us that ample guidance, that ample understanding, that ample permission in order to carry us through, in order to carry us through. So remember, who we are has already had liftoff. It's not that we're like, I'm waiting for a plane. Well, it's already taken off from, where it left. So this is us. We are already in midair. There's no more going back. We don't have to worry about stalling. We don't have to worry about, am I too late? Have I missed it? We're already in the air. Excuse me. So what we're doing now is we're assimilating with our graces. So allow yourself to receive the gift of true remembrance. And remember, it's with that I can connotation, so that as we are stirred, as we are orchestrated, it's we remember to trust ourselves. And so the trust of self is quite extraordinary, because this is trusting our I am presence. This is like tuning out. When we speak of the Matrix, isn't it interesting that like that last Matrix movie is arriving now? Of course it is, because we're being stirred, we're being guided, we're being placed. Now, the placement is coming from many, many relevances. So you remember, we each have a council of light that's guiding our progression, that's guiding like our security. So securing our steps, watching our placement. And we want to remember, we're traveling with more than you can understand. So it's more about being present. Being present in the now, moving past all of the, when they say thoughts, it's like all the thoughts of the past, really, or thoughts of the future. But a lot of it is just that past ideology, and this is where we keep getting caught up in identification of a personality self that is no longer. Now, we may still identify it, but it is no longer, because, and I got all these blue orbs, because as we will consent with our Christ self, as we will come under divine authorship, as we will come into divine union and contract, they're saying we burn that bridge forevermore. In other words, we no longer have to play it. We no longer have to regard it. So we want to remember, this is how we're making the paradigm shift. This is how we're becoming the change makers. And again, it's like the plane's already left. We're now in midair. So there's a feeling of like congratulations, jubilation, to know that all is occurring profitably. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have bumps, as you often do in plane rides, but to know that our placement is secure, meaning what we came here to do in this lifetime, that we're being supported on many, many levels that are here to catch us when we fall. Like, in other words, just imagine wherever you are, you're being guided, you're being led. And so it's like, you know, God, your higher self, has your back. So you're allowing yourself in remembering, I can. This is like, they're going to have me say this over and over. I can. So that as you were stirred, as we're remembered, and so the remembered is remembering your true self. We all are going to have different directions. You may suddenly do a hymn you sang when you were 8. You may suddenly call an old friend. Whatever it is, it's aligning you with your true self. Someone's just seeing amazing orbs and light work. You're almost like at a laser show. So allow that to take hold. Allow that to sing your heartbeat. And so that heartbeat is your true self, is your true self of your higher heart, your spiritual heart. So allow these energies to be whispered. To be whispered is like, just imagine someone whispering your spiritual name. Allow these energies to be whispered. You're being spoken your true name. You're being spoken over. You're being spoken in aligning your own self with your divine will, so that this is how the merging continues to be offered. Continues to be offered, because remember, we have the free will, so we're the ones saying I can, that come into agreement. And quite often there's an action step involved. The action step is a little bit like the pledge. So I feel like I should. I feel like I should write down, I should, whatever it is. Follow through with those action steps. It may just be thanking spirit, thanking your guides, but you'll feel it. And so that little action step is your decree. So it's your will agreeing. It's your will agreeing. So allow yourself to be stirred. Allow yourself to be prospered. Okay, prospered again. It's like that energetic allowance and that energetic turn. Remember, everything we experience is energy, it's frequency. So what you think is just a whisper in the wind overnight can have ripple effect beyond your current understanding. So everything that we're doing is having of a, like an enormous, they're saying, and say it, you know, enormous outcome. And so when I say that, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that. So because that sort of like jolts the system a little bit, enormous outcome. But again, remember the energies. We'd never lived on Earth, these sort of energies. So when you're playing with darkness and duality, things get really helter-skelter. When you play with your energies coming in alignment from your I Am presence, enormous outcome. Receive in all levels. Receive all that is due you now. And they kind of keep whispering, winds of change, winds of change. Winds of change is life doesn't have to look anything like it did 3 hours ago. It's fine with me. Winds of change. So this is where we've been very busy releasing attachments. Wherever you still have attachments, you may not have been very pleased when I said life doesn't have to look anything like it did 3 hours ago. So now you find out how attached you are to your old linear lifestyle. Moving into our benevolence. Healings being offered to those that are ready to receive. We're all due healing, by the way. We all are still in the process of healing. So we want to be open to receiving that. We can't have hidden agendas and receive healing. It's impossible. If my hidden agenda is someone needs to be told they're wrong, well, then I can't receive my healing because I'm still attached to the story. If I recognize that in the story, I have black and white, good and bad, right and wrong, but in my holiness, we're all innocent, and I'm willing to purge all records and files. Feel how that feels. For those that still have like the war stories, and we all have them, no exception. Records purged. Purge, can't tell your war story anymore. Can't talk about what was done to you way back when or yesterday. Now we're moving higher. So do you see how when we drop that whole storyline, we have height. We have height. So remember those daily messages that kept talking about the height. We can't have height and attachment and folklore. Tall tales. So allow those energies to stir. And rest upon your bosom, meaning rest upon your spiritual heart. So it is. So it is. So it is.